Good morning. We're continuing with Chayorim Klal Amud Aleph, holding the last two sifim of the simen of the klal. It's been quite a long journey. Simen Memtes Mitzvah Zaseil Kol Ish Me Yisrael Lichtav Lo Sefer Torah. So there's a mitzvah in the Torah to write that a person should write a Sefer Torah, and we understand that that means that to pay for the process of writing through paying a Sefer to write for him is your Makai in the mitzvah as well. You don't have to actually write it yourself. By you're making a shliach to write it for you, that's sufficient. Afilu Yorosh Me'aviv, even if the person had received the Sefer Torah as a Yerusha, mitzvah lichtov mishaloi, he has a mitzvah to have his own written. Shenemar. So how do we know this mitzvah? So this is the last mitzvah of the Tiring mitzvahs, according to the minyan of the Rambam. So in Parshas Vayelech, it says, "V'tokitzu lechem as hashira hazois." You should write to this shira. Now, the halacha is that since we cannot write one part of a sefer, you have to write the sefer as a full unit. So you cannot just write the shira, referring to Parshas Hazinu, which is the simple title of the pasuk. We have to write the sefer in which Parshas Hazinu was found. Number one. Number two, the Hamek Dover, in his introduction to his Pirush and Chumash, so in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, he says that the Torah is referred to as a Shira. Why is the Torah referred to as a Shira? The idea of a Shira, of poetry, is that the words which are written mean much more than what is just said. If I write prose, I'm writing out exactly what I mean. If I'm writing poetry, the idea is that I'm using phrases, etc., to refer to much larger ideas. So the Torah is referred to as a shira because every part of the Torah, whatever is written in the Torah, it has understanding, it has a message which is much greater than just the simple words which are written in front of that. One more thought about that, just a element of being misbunden in that concept. I saw Sefer pointed out that what that adds to the picture of it's written in the form of poetry, it comes out that there are the reader or the listener becomes part of the process as well. Because when it's written in prose, everything which I want to say is written out. So I have a complete thought without the listener. But if it's written in poetry, I need somebody to interpret it, because the whole idea of poetry is that it should be interpreted, it should be understood, to have a greater message. So by being written in the form of shira, the one who's learning becomes part of the process of the words of Torah as much as the words of Torah itself. So Torah is referred to as a shira. Kibbul Chazal Shrot Zalarmer HaTorah Shenitza Bo HaShira. So, again, the Pashup Shad over here is that the shira, it's referring to Shira's Hazinu. But you cannot write a single parsha of the Torah. You have to write a full sefer. So you have to write the Torah within which is written the Shira of Hazinu. The Torah commands this as a mitzvah to write that. Now, we will see in the next siman, the pasuk continues. It says, "V'lamda es b'nei Yisrael sima b'fihem." The purpose of writing the sefer Torah wasn't that we should have another sefer Torah just to sit in the Aron. The purpose of writing a Sefer Torah was that a person would have, this would guarantee that everybody has Svarim to learn from. So, through the process of constantly developing new Sefer Torah, the midst of the Torah commanding each person would have a Sefer Torah, at least one, you would have what a Sefer available to learn from. And therefore, nowadays, which generally do not use a Sefer Torah for learning purposes, and actually, possibly, it's not allowed to use a Sefer Torah for learning purposes because we don't have the proper derech eretz to it, etc. So the question is, does this mitzvah apply, or what is a modern expression of this mitzvah? And we'll see that in the next siman. The second half of what the Chayyadim talks about now is a person allowed to sell a Sefer Torah for any valid reason? In general, we have a concept of Malan Kaddish Vein Meridin. You can go up in Kaddusha, you cannot go down. So I wanted to sell something which is Kaddish, but of a lesser Kedusha. I want to sell it, to use the money to acquire something of greater Kedusha. That's a concept of Malam B'Kodesh. So I'm allowed to go up in Kedusha. But I can't go down. It's even questionable whether I'm allowed to do it for equal. So now here I am with the Sefer Torah, which is the highest level of Kedusha. So you're going to have a problem of Malam B'Kodesh, Dvein Meridin, would mean that it's also to sell a Sefer Torah. We're going to see, are there any valid reasons which are going to allow us to sell the Sefer Torah? And we will see that discussed at the end of the siman and in the next siman as well. Meanwhile, have a good day.